Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. This next segment is something that I know both our radio audience as well as joining us online around the world will be able to appreciate, because it's not only being able to promote health and fitness, but also having fun along the way. I'm really excited to welcome to our program Heather Parisi. She's the creator of Flip to Be Fit, the board game that is not only going to help you guys to not only see how fitness can be fun, but also how you can do it not only by yourself, but also with others and kind of enjoy the experience. We're going to talk to Heather not only about how this all began for her, but what it's been like for her to see the way that people are responding to it, and we'll let you know how you can be able to enjoy the game for yourself. Heather, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I was just sharing with you before we went live here that I know our audience here in Mississippi, as well as our Radio Dial audience joining us in Atlanta, and those joining us around the world online will really appreciate this, because fitness is one of those things that everybody, I think, knows they need to do more of. But it really, I think, what's so great about Flip to Be Fit is that you're able to make it fun and also enjoyable at a pace that everyone can appreciate. Heather, what has that been like for you to see the way that people young and old are responding to Flip to Be Fit?
It has been an incredible journey for me. It's one of those things that you start thinking about, you know, well, how am I going to do something for myself? Because I started all this when I turned 40, and I needed to figure out how can I keep myself in shape again.
Right.
And I was flipping cards, I was going to the gym, and things just weren't working. And I realized that I had to have a motivation. And realizing I needed a motivation brought about the concept of a game, because I thought about playing board games when I was a kid. And I always remembered having fun, interacting with my family, laughing and giggling, and my niece and nephew brought that up to me. So I ended up taking my love of fitness and putting it into an actual board game. And people at first looked at me like I was crazy. Like, we sit at a table, we play a game. What do you mean I'm going to do fitness? And as I watch people now, they flip over the card, they get up, and they go do that exercise, whether it's a jumping jack or a squat thrust, a toe touch, or a yoga pose, they actually start laughing. They actually recognize that it's not intimidating, that it's fun, and that they can all do it together. So it's been really humbling watching people that were originally intimidated or afraid to ever think about the fact that they can get healthy actually realize they have the right, the ability, and they can get healthy very simply just by trying.
Exactly. Just by trying. And I love that aspect of it, Heather, because it really is about, and you and I were talking about this before we went live, it is not going by someone else's pace. It really is about being at your own pace. But the thing that I think is so exciting about Flip to Be Fit is that it really is about the consistency of it. And I love the fact, even as I was watching, when I was prepping for this segment, you were doing an interview for television, and I saw the picture of the kids, you know, there outside playing and having fun, that interaction. And you were sharing with me before we went live how much joy that brings you to see people actually talking to each other, playing together, you know, instead of texting and you know, and being involved with technology. I mean, do you think that's just an added benefit of Flip to Be Fit, that it does bring people together?
It does. It's been an incredible thing to see, because people think they know what's going on in everyone's lives because it streams by them on Facebook, or they read a tweet, or they find something on Pinterest that they share with each other. But that human contact, that human touch, that human interaction by looking into someone's eyes and hearing their laughter and accomplishing something together is something that's been lacking, because we're not so involved with everyone anymore.
Right.
And when you watch families and little kids playing this game, I think one of the greatest things is when you see a new dynamic developing where a little kid will go over to mom and go, you can do it, mom, and they help them do a sit-up. Because now the child is helping the parent instead of always the parents teaching the children. It changes that dynamic and brings a new element to a family bond. And it just gets people laughing, and it makes the mom not afraid anymore, and it makes children recognize that they can get up and do something and they're actually helping their family. So it just makes that family unit tighter. Or if you watch it in school, you can watch a shy student who might not know how to do something be a little bit fearful, and you'll watch one of those better kids come over and help them because the whole group has to do it successfully. So you actually watch self-esteem being built when a a better athlete helps the shyer child learn to do something because now they're on the same team. So
right.
It's been incredible watching that interaction come out of the game and all the things that have really developed just from a simple love of me having fitness in my life and wanting to share it with people.
Exactly. And I think that is it. And I think that that personal connection, Heather, means so much, knowing that it came from a genuine place, you for yourself trying to find something that will keep you active and fit. And then, of course, being able to do something that now people around the world can benefit from is such a great thing. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Heather Parisi is our guest for this segment. We're talking to her not only about the creation of Flip to Be Fit, but what it's been like for her to see the way that people are already responding to it. You know, Heather, I want to talk to you about courage. We talk about this all the time with entrepreneurs because you not only are a person that's dedicated to fitness, but also you are because what you've been able to build, you are an entrepreneur as well. I mean, where did the courage come from? I know from being on the website fliptobefit.com, and that's the number 2 and the letter B, fit.com. People can go there. That your father had a lot to do with this journey. Where did that courage come from to not only have this idea, but then to be able to see it brought to life?
I think one of the things is, as a child, I had an accident playing a sport, and I broke my leg, and my legs ended up 2 different lengths, so I was always viewed differently from the time I was 12 till I was 30, because my legs were 2 different lengths, and I had a limp. My dad had always reinforced inside me that everyone is the same. We're all just people. We all have a story. We all have something going on. We all have issues. We all have problems. Some are just visible, some are just not, but everybody is the same, and never to be afraid of the answer no, because before you ask that question, you don't know what the answer is going to be, and if the answer is no, you're no different than you were before, you just move on to the next thing.
Right.
And never being afraid of that answer, I've just always pushed forward, and when this concept came up in my mind, as many people thought it was a strange thing to get up and do fitness while you're playing a board game, I knew I found something that was going to connect with people once they saw it, and I just always had that courage because of what went on with my leg. I ended up getting my legs corrected. I found doctors that could do some surgeries, and my legs had to be corrected. I had a growth in new bone through several surgeries, and it was just continuously reinforcing inside myself that I can do this. You know, the only person that walks in my shoes is me, and the only person who lives my life is me. And the only fear I have is the fear inside myself. And
yeah.
That's one of the things I want people to recognize, that, you know, the only thing that makes you afraid of something is your own mind. And you can tell yourself it's okay to get out of bed and do one jumping jack today. You don't have to do 100. If you didn't do one yesterday and you do one today, accomplish a small goal. So each small attainable goal makes you feel good and build upon those goals each day.
Yes. So true, so true. And such a great thing, I think, to be able to keep in mind. You know, and already, you know, this, you know, Flip to Be Fit is already an award-winning board game. You know, definitely encouraging people not only to get up and exercise, but also, of course, you know, showing that it can be fun along the way. And you've been able to expand on the brand. I noticed when I was on the website, fliptobefit.com, Heather, you know, there's a variety of products, some even out of stock already, like, of course, the stuffed animal. I mean, what has that been like for you to see it grow?
It's been amazing. I think the other part of it, like looking at it, I have a memory game where you're flipping over cards like the game of concentration to find exercise matches so that if you're traveling, adults can play it on their own against a clock, or you can play against other people trying to find the matches and you earn points. So that one really builds muscle memory as well as cognitive memory, which has been amazing for me to watch happen. I do have a lot of other ideas that will be coming out. There's a toddler game that's going to teach 2- and 3-year-olds the first concepts of movement and get them involved in learning how to follow directions. I have nutrition games that are going to bring more of those fact fiction concepts that are in the Fit to Be Fit board game to life as a card game just about nutrition. And then there's going to be a whole level 2 of the Fit to Be Fit game that will be coming out in 2016. So those people who are already playing level 1 that's in the market now can just buy an add-on deck of 50 fit cards to increase the level of activity that they're doing so that they can continue their fitness journey through the game.
Wow. What a great thing. And what a great thing to be able to build on as well. And I think, you know, just as, you know, we're able to use our imagination by being able to play Flip to Be Fit, you've been using your imagination too, you know, as the creator of this, to be able to look for new and exciting ways of being able to get people active, getting them involved, and also keeping them aware. You know, I think, you know, the other side of what you've been able to do, Heather, is about really enjoying the moment. I mean, has that also been important for you, not only in building Flip to Be Fit, but also for your own life, to make sure that you're taking out the time to really enjoy life to the fullest?
It's true. You know, too many people walk around and are planning so far ahead that they forget to live today. And it's been a really important part of this journey to remember to stay in this moment, which is why I really emphasize setting small goals for yourself to accomplish within the day. Because when you really focus on that day and getting through just today, and when you actually live just this day, you'll find yourself so much happier because you really do find yourself accomplishing things. And that little bit of happiness can take you to the next day, and it just keeps building. But I find myself truly waking up with a smile every day because of the little things I'm doing and the little accomplishments that happen in my life. And it's really been spreading outward to the people that are around me. And I find my friends now feeling that same type of excitement because they have been doing little things, whether it's saying hello to somebody new or just making one phone call to a friend you haven't spoken to in months. Those little tiny things that you accomplish really set a mood inside yourself, and you can control that. And by being able to remember to do that really changes how you live your life.
Exactly. So true. So true. And again, another important thing for us to be able to remember. Again, everyone, Heather Parisi is our guest today. We're talking to her not only about the creation of Flip to Be Fit, which is not only a board game that encourages you to get up and to exercise, but also makes it fun for you to do so, but also how it all began for her, as well as, of course, what it's been like for her to see the response. I've given out the website a couple of times, but it's www.fliptobefit.com, and that's the number 2 and the letter B. Flip, the number 2, the letter B, fit.com is where you guys can go. There you can find out about the various products that are there, as well as find out more information about Flip to Be Fit, as well as, of course, be able to contact people as well. You've been using social media as well. I noticed when I was prepping for this segment, Heather, we actually tagged your Facebook page, your Twitter handle. I mean, what has that interaction been like for you to be able to connect with people that way?
It's actually been amazing. I just had a woman yesterday come onto my Facebook page because her niece had played the game at a birthday party and came home and loved it so much that she went online looking for it, and the first place she stumbled on was Facebook, and we ended up having a beautiful conversation about her niece. She ended up buying both of the games and is bringing them to her niece's school so that her niece can play it at a 53-sit day that they're going to have at the school now, and I just found it amazing that a little girl played it at a birthday party and somebody came on Facebook to look for it, and there it was. And I met this wonderful person who I had a beautiful conversation with and became, you know, a new Facebook friend. I just found it amazing what social media has been able to do for me. I have connected to not-for-profit organizations where I have some of my best friends today that use my games and their not-for-profit organizations to help fight childhood obesity with the children that they're reaching out to help. People I never would have met had social media not been there. So it's been an incredible networking and truly, truly beautiful experience to meet people through, because we've actually come out of the social media and met in person.
Exactly. Isn't that such a great thing? And, you know, and it's so important, too, because that's when you really get a chance to really not only get to know someone, but also, of course, to form, as you were saying, that connection that you were able to do. I also love the fact that they were able to play something in real time and then be able to go online to be able to find it. And then, of course, there it was on Facebook. You know, another great example of I think, social media being used, you know, used well. So there are two things that I want to ask you about, Heather, as we're wrapping up. And one is, of course, you know, what you hope people, you and I were talking about for our radio audience, we're on the radio in Atlanta at 106 Live, as well as, of course, in Mississippi at 94.1 FM. Mississippi is known for, of course, having, you know, one of the highest rates of obesity in the nation, unfortunately. So there's a lot of work for us to do there, as there is work to be done across the country. You were bringing up a really good point about being able to set those goals, those small goals, and building up. Do you think that really is the key for all of us, to be able to set those small goals and then to work our way up?
I really do, because I think people find fitness daunting because they think they have to go to a gym and finish a one-hour class or know how to use all the machines. And fitness doesn't have to be so daunting and scary. It just has to be moving your body. literally think about it as something that simple. Get up and move your body. Even if you get up and just wiggle your hips in circles, that's fitness.
Right.
It's that simple and that basic, and that's one of my cards. You know, hip circles is a stretch. It moves your body. It loosens up your joints. It can be that simple of a movement to do every day until you start feeling your body, the blood circulating more. Literally just taking away that fear, like doing something very basic, will start building the confidence. And my goal and my hope is that after doing this maybe for 6 months, you'll go, maybe I do want to go to a gym now because I'm familiarized with some of these concepts. And when I get to the gym, I won't feel so afraid. I just hope I eliminate the fear and open someone's mind to the happiness and joy of what fitness can put in your life.
There you go. I think that is it. And the last question I wanted to ask you is about anybody with a dream or vision, Heather, which it kind of incorporates what we've been discussing here with Flip to Be Fit. But if you had not had not only the idea, but then worked in concert with that idea, we wouldn't have even been having this conversation or maybe not even have met each other. So what advice would you give to people about the importance of doing that? When you have an idea, the importance of going for it, doing the work and making it come true.
If you really believe in something, never give up. It doesn't matter how little progress you make every day or even if you go backwards. Learn from the conversations, learn from the few steps back, and just look at the next direction, because every door that closes sets a new direction that you're supposed to be on to find the next door that puts you forward. Just don't be afraid of it. Truly believe in yourself and keep going.
There we go. Great advice. And you're hearing it from someone who definitely knows firsthand. Again, everyone, Heather Parisi has been our guest today. Great conversation with you today, Heather. Again, she is the creator behind Flip to Be Fit. Make sure you guys head over to the website today to be able to find out more information and to get it for yourself. Again, that's www.flip2bfit.com. Flip2bfit.com. From there, you can be able to find out how you can stay connected with Flip to Be Fit through social media, as well as watch some great videos from Heather as well, demonstrating Flip to Be Fit, and you can find out about the various products that are there as well. Heather, thank you so much again for the time. I really appreciate it, and I hope you'll come back. We'd love to have you back.
Oh, thank you so much, Cyrus. I hope to come back again in the future.
All right, we'll definitely make it happen, Heather. Definitely want to thank our good friend Zach Tepperman for setting up this conversation for us for today. And we want to thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great conversation here on Conversations Live, both for our radio audience as well as those tuning in online. If you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the replay right after we go off the air. And as I mentioned with Heather, I've already tagged both their Facebook page and their Twitter page from our pages. So head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on those links. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you will find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.